Live from SCO8, it's news from the floor.
Hi, this is John West, reporting live from the show floor at SCO8 in Austin, Texas. I'm with Matt Riley, the chief engineer of PsyCortex. Matt, what's going on in the booth this year? What are you guys talking about?
Well, we've got our full range of products from the SC72 desk side 72 processor parallel system up to the 5832 with 5,832 processors in one box at a little over 20 kilowatts. So it's the kind of thing that you could fit in your bedroom if you're willing to pay a pretty substantial electric bill, but a whole lot less than you'd pay for the level of computes built with commodity systems. So one of the things that we're excited about is the range down to the desktop. We're all about high-performance computing using the MPI or Shamem or UPC paradigm. That is, nodes with individual processing elements or six-way SMP nodes interconnected with a very, very rich, very, very dense communication network that provides high bandwidth, very low latency communications. For instance, our ping pong bandwidth is 1 microsecond for zero length messages. Our transpose bandwidth, light up all the processors, have them all sending messages to everybody else, is north of 60 to 80 megabytes a second per processor. So this is, as you can imagine, this is a GUPS random access king. It's also probably the fastest matrix transpose box in the world, for the money, for the weight, for the size, for the power. But what's really got me excited is the educational possibilities here, because frankly, I look at an awful lot of applications in industries ranging from medical imaging to seismic analysis to, I guess the most outlandish are probably in some of the more esoteric of the intelligence and defense areas. And what I see is a very, very small pool of very, very competent programmers, but a large number of people who are smart enough to write parallel code but don't have the background, don't have the environment, don't have the experience. What we want to do is fix that, and we'd like to address it at two different levels. At the first level is the educational and curriculum level. It is shocking to see that in American CS programs, in major universities that are doing a good job of turning out CS grads, you will not see parallel programming techniques until the senior year, and it is almost always in an elective class. We're at a technology point, the inflection point has happened several years ago, where multi-core is the reality for small systems, and multi-node multi-core is the reality for large systems. And yet we don't introduce the tool set to that for that until the senior year, and then only to a very small segment. If I go back to what made computers ubiquitous in industry, it was the mini computer. And what made the mini computer ubiquitous was the students that got exposed to mini computers in labs. Some of them in classrooms, many of them extracurricular. We can think back to what turned us all on as geeks. For me, it was the first time I got a computer that was all mine. It was a Tektronix 4050. Somebody sat me down in front of it and said, at the end of the semester, we need some code out of you, but for the next couple of weeks, figure out how this works.
So mine was a Timex Sinclair ZX80.
Right.
Yeah.
It was all your own, and if you made a mistake, it was between you and your maker. And if you did something interesting, you could show it to your fellow geeks and look like a genius. It would get passed around or stories would be told. We don't do that with parallel machines yet, but we can. The SC72 was built for that kind of experience. I have one on my desk. All the code I develop for our large systems starts out on the SC72. I get immediate response. I don't wait in batch queues. I can drop into a debugger and lock up the machine if I want to without disturbing anybody else. I can make stupid mistakes and not embarrass myself with my colleagues. It is the laboratory. It's the sandbox to play in. And then at the other end, it's an opportunity in the classroom to outfit a lab with, say, a dozen, where every student has his own. Can do his homework assignments, can do his class assignments, can do his class lab work. So that's exciting. And the scalability from the SC72 through the 1458, which is roughly the size of a refrigerator, and can slide into just about any environment you can imagine. I was explaining to somebody that the 1458 was designed for environments where the intent is to install 1,458 processors without raising a lot of attention. With the 1458, our site prep involves please sweep the floor because it's the last time you'll see it for a while, and give us two electrical outlets at 15 amps apiece. Roll it in, plug it in, we're done. What a deal. That is such a powerful broadening of the franchise to people who can make use of it, who can teach other students how to use it, who haven't been reached by the multi-thousand watt racks of x86 boxes in 1U cabinets.